This is NPR.
I'll do my best to imitate him, Mike. Good morning, everyone. Iowa officials say about 36,000 people are out of their homes because of heavy flooding in the past several days. The latest city to be inundated? Iowa City. Floodwater has inundated several buildings there at the University of Iowa. NPR's Martin Costi is on the school campus.
Behind me, the maintenance crew from the university is running pumps 24 hours a day to keep water from flooding the university's steam pipe network. They want to keep the water out of those pipes because that's the way into a lot of these buildings.
In Cedar Rapids, some 24,000 people are out of their homes. Many have few belongings with them. In Des Moines, evacuation orders have been lifted as the water recedes, but the water in these two cities flows into the Mississippi River. Water's rising on that river. Flooding has affected Kansas, Missouri, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, and Indiana. Barge traffic is shut down on the upper Mississippi River. The crop damage is worse. It could make food prices even more expensive than they've already been. Firefighters in Northern California believe they'll contain a wildfire in Northern California today. At least 74 homes in the town of Paradise, north of Sacramento, have been destroyed. The fire burned about 36 square miles around the town. About a quarter of the town's population is made up of elderly residents. Many of them had to be evacuated in buses and vans. The government has summoned the Afghan ambassador for a protest. That's the government in Pakistan. Pakistan is upset over Afghan President Hamid Karzai's threat to send Afghan troops over the border into Pakistan to fight Taliban rebels. Karzai issued the warning yesterday and said Afghans would avenge themselves against Taliban fighters who attack in Afghanistan and then run back into Pakistan to hide. A wake has been scheduled for NBC's political journalist Tim Russert. He died suddenly of a heart attack on Friday. The wake will be at St. Albans Church in Washington, D.C. Russert hosted the Sunday morning program Meet the Press since 1991. Coming up, we'll talk a little more about Russert's life with John Harris of ThePolitico.com. And the Los Angeles Lakers were able to stay alive for at least one more game in the NBA Finals. NPR's Tom Goldman says they beat the Boston Celtics 103-98 to force Game 6.
The Lakers were all the things they weren't the first four games of the series: physical, focused, resilient. They squandered double-digit leads twice during the game, but unlike last Thursday's debacle when LA led by 24 and lost, last night the Lakers stopped their free falls and hung on to win. Big men Lamar Odom and Pau Gasol played their best games of the series. Gasol had 19 points and 13 rebounds.
This win definitely helped us to build our confidence back up. And I knew I didn't want to see the Celtics celebrating in my home floor, you know, with champagne and all that crap.
The Celtics came close to celebrating despite missing starting center Kendrick Perkins to injury, and even though Paul Pierce was the only Boston player who played consistently well. The series shifts back to Boston for Game 6 on Tuesday. Goldman, NPR News.
Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Very un-Mark Garrison of you, Korva.
Sorry.
No, it was great. Thank you for pinch hitting. Sorry for misidentifying. It happens.